we submit, our legal argument was that when this plat was approved, that was not a requirement, so it shouldn't be based on this map.
But was there a set of plans submitted with that at that time?
I was not involved in that.
I mean, I guess that's the whole question.
You can speak, Mr. Royce, if you'd like. You obviously seem like you disagree with that. No.
Please, Tom.
Okay. Well, a question I'm trying to backtrack on this. First, I'd like to address the road construction and base. If you are not out there working, which we haven't since September, you are going to wash out all underneath all the curbs. All the curbs have rippled. That's why we included that in our bid. Okay? If you read the proposal, it does show the base rock underneath. And yes, there was base rock put underneath that.
Let's not argue, guys. Hey, we're not to address each other, only the board, okay?
Okay, so there will be, as you see by the bid, base rock constructed underneath them. We did all the other roads out there. The one that he happened to show the picture of it rippling, when there was a question of Jernigan did that road too. Because Jernigan's done every road out there. So I can address it that way also. So Jernigan has paid every road out there and base every road out there from phase 1 up to phase 12. Jernigan was done. My question being, when we were given our plans and our permit from the county to do the work, okay, out there, it had water plans, it had sewer plans, it had lift station plans, it had the road profiles. It did not have grades on any of the plans when we were given them to start the job.
When were you given that?
It would have been probably 09, I'm guessing. Yeah, it's been a long time. It was during the recession, so it would be back probably 08, 09. My question is, just so I understand this, how was I given a permit to do the construction out there if there was supposed to be plan and profiles on the road? Because I never received them, but I received a permit where we could start the work out there. This is where I'm a little confused on this.
I don't think we can answer that question.
I don't know. I'm just trying to understand, because in every phase out there, the roads were constructed in generally the same way. If you check the road grades in every phase out there, there's not one phase that does not exceed 15% in grade. Somewhere out there. Every single phase does. It's been that way since 1993 when Gary started the development. I can go to phase 9, there's roads over 15% grade. Phase 7, there's roads over 15% grade. Phase 5, there's roads over 15% grade on there. Because there was never a road standard, to hit a 15% grade. That's why there is no roads. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying that. So I get confused when all of a sudden now the 15% grade came in. And I was given plans to build it. I was given a permit to build it. And so that's what we built out there. I'm just trying to explain where I'm slightly confused on that. I'm not arguing the 15%.
And where do your plans come from?
The engineers. At that one, I believe it was Roselle Engineering, I believe, did that phase here in Taney County.
That was back in 09, correct? Somewhere around there. So obviously the standards have changed since then.
Yeah.
So if you're currently building something, you have to go off the current road standards. Right. You understand that, right?
Yeah. So my question was, if it was started in 09,
but was that
standards change, does that mean you stop construction and restart to meet current? Are you understanding my question?
Mr. Hayes, can you answer that?
And I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
See, I don't even know the date I started out there, to be very honest.
Thanks, Tom.
Randy Hayes, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Ian, previous to 09, that's when the current road standards was adopted. Previous to that, we did have a set of road standards. It wasn't as in-depth as the current standards, But there was a grade limitation of 15%, I believe, in there, and there was a road cross-section profile. That was more so of an idea of a cross-section. But they still need to submit a set of construction plans to the Planning and Zoning Administrator or Road and Bridge to be able to base a bond. Otherwise, how would you base the amount for construction if you don't know what they're building? You need the road profile, which is grades, actual construction. One simple form, that's kind of an idea, but that's where the engineering comes in. So we need that to be able to base the proper amount of bond depending on what they're building. The plat that's recorded, that's a plat of the layout of the lots and the road right-of-ways, and you've seen them. That's not construction. That's just showing where the layout is. The construction plans comes after that. Same engineering can do the same thing. So, but we need that to be able to base a bond. And the grades are in there for reasons. Safety is number one. There's reasons we put grade limitations on it. But even when they do the plats, they do surveys. I mean, you got to do surveys of terrain, so they can't say they didn't know the steep grades. And I think that should have been platted totally different. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for anyone?
I have a question on the board. How many of you have been out and seen Emerald Point, Phase 12 especially? All of you have been out there? Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Could I make one comment, please?
Yes, please.
The road work that he's completed so far, maybe it's a quarter of a mile of asphalt. It's about that thick. And it's right on top of red clay and rocks. There is no road base. Those pictures you saw, there was no road base. And I was out there and I watched a dump truck come. And as the dump truck came down, the asphalt that he has already put in, it collapsed. Because there's no road base. It's just a thin layer of asphalt sitting on top of red clay, period. So if the work that he's performed so far is indicative of what he would do going forward, it would be a disaster.
Thank you. So according to Mr. Cotty, our decision is, did the commission err in issuing a work stoppage? And that's what we're to vote on, correct? Would someone like to make a motion? We're close, yeah. Would someone like to make a motion on keeping in place the work stoppage order or removing the work stoppage order?
I'll make a motion to keep the work stoppage order in place.
Do we have a second?
Second that.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Did you want a roll call?
That's fine. Is this 4-0? Mm-hmm.
It's 4-0.
Okay.
Do you want?
Okay. No, it's 4-0.
Okay. For all you hear with the Emerald Point, we've decided to keep the work stoppage order in place, and we're done with that for tonight.
Thank you.
Clear it out.
still got some more unless we're going to recess. You might ask me.
I don't know. I mean, I
kind of need to.
We're going to take a 5-minute recess for the next... The April 19th, 2017 Board of Adjustment meeting is back in session. And our next request is for the Friendly Hills Nightly Rental. And that representative is Mark and Liz Kirby. Are they in here?
Yes.
You want to give us the story on this one?
Yes. Sarah? This case number 2017, Friendly Hills Nightly Rental, is an appeal of the Planning Commission denial of a special use permit, Division 3 special use permit. Location-wise, here's State Highway 265. Table Rock Dam's just at the bottom of the cursor down here where I'm moving. We'll zoom in. The entrance into that is Gunner Hill Road. These are the Majestics. It gives you a location. The subject's property is located at 189 Friendly Hills, Branson, Missouri, which is his property outlined here. We got some pictometry views, one from the north, view from the south, a view from the east, and then a pictometry view from the west. The applicants, Mark and Liz Kirby, are seeking to appeal the Planning Commission denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit number 1630, requesting to utilize the existing single-family residence located at 189 Friendly Hills, Branson, Missouri, for nightly rental. On February 21, 2017, the Taney County Planning Commission denied the special use permit request. The Planning Commission motion to approve this request failed from lack of a majority by a vote of 3-3 of the 6 members present.
The Planning Commission based its decision upon the belief that the proposed nightly rental of single-family residents located at 189 Friendly Hills, Branson, Missouri, would not be compatible with the